Welcome, welcome to the Why Are We Even Together podcast. And it's me, your host again, Cece, back again with another one. And today, I am so sorry. I really meant to give you guys one more episode like before Halloween came out, just to give you guys that one little Halloween push, you know, until the end. But I wanted to do it on a classic film. I wanted to do something that was older instead of doing on something new, you know. But then the one that I thought about, I was like, well, there's so many remakes. Do I want to do it on that? Do I want to do a twofer? And I'm like, oh, then I'd have to rewatch that one. I don't want to watch that one. So it all ended up being what it is today. So I am still going to give you guys a little horror right now. But it's not going to be a movie. It is going to be a series. And for today's episode, we will be reviewing... Chucky, the TV series. So, in case you did not know, there is a new TV series called Chucky, and surprise, surprise, it is based on the actual Chucky movie, and is actually a continuation from the Chucky series after the last movie. I believe it was The Cult of Chucky, and I think that one came out in 2017. So, before I get all up into it, let's just tell you, in case you do not know what Chucky is... In case you're a youngin', or in case, like, you're really, really old and you didn't even look at TV at all, or, like, the internet. But in any case, Chucky is started out as, like, an old little movie franchise in the 90s, like, I think maybe late 80s. It's basically the original, like, horror movie about a doll coming to life, you know, and killing people, you know, the evil doll. So basically, Chucky is this doll that came to life because a murder, what do you call it? A serial killer, right? That one. A serial killer called Charles Lee Ray was running away from the cops one night, and he got shot in the back or whatever. And while he was like running away, and he ran into like a little toy shop, and by his last breath he made an incantation and put his soul, a voodoo quote-unquote incantation, because they said a lot of that voodoo stuff, you know, in the first couple of movies or whatever. But anyway, I don't know how I feel about that. But in any case, he made a little ritual and he put his soul into the doll. And now, as we all know, well, all of us who love horror, he is now trapped inside of the doll, and he needs to, and from then on, all the movies and this whole thing is about him trying to become human again. And in order to do that, he needs to have a child, and he needs to be able to, I think he needs to kill a child and say the, or I think that he doesn't even need to kill a child. Yeah, actually, it probably defeats the purpose if he kills it. But anyway, I think he needs to just have a child and, like, say, like, the words over the child so he can, like, switch his soul into their body, you know, and then live his life out as a child. Of course, he doesn't want to, like, find an adult, you know, but whatever. Anyway, just to give you a premise in case you didn't know what Chucky was about. But in case, oh, okay, if you don't know that, then I should probably say the series is not called Chucky. It's called Child's Play, like the movie series, like the whole franchise. It's called Child's Play. Chucky is just the name of the good guy doll. And good guy is the brand of the doll that Charles is now inside of. And he calls himself Chucky because, you know, Chucky is like a nickname for Charles. But in any case, this series is called Chucky. And this came out in October 12th, 2021. So this year, a little before Halloween. So I really needed, and like, okay, I wanted to do this review earlier, you all, but the thing is, so it is being done by Sci-Fi and USA Network, which, you know, is a little, I would have expected Sci-Fi and FX. I wouldn't have really expected USA to be doing this, especially with all the curse words that's happening. But, but yeah, but because it's by these people, by these like channels or whatever, networks, it comes out one episode at a time. So it's not like we can binge it. It is currently, you can watch it on Hulu if you have Hulu Live, but it's on like the Sci-Fi and the USA Networks. So if you have any of those streaming services, or if you have the Hulu Live so you can like, watch live TV, then you'll be able to enjoy this. But you'll only be able to enjoy about five episodes because there's only five episodes up to now, and it's November like 11th. I'm sorry, it's November 12th, whatever. It's like the middle of November now, and it's like, okay, I could have binge all of this for Halloween, whatever. But anyway. The Chucky series starts out with a boy, and he is kind of like a loner. His name is Jake. He's just a loner because his mom passed away. So I feel like when his mom passed away, he kind of got quiet and got sad and got more into himself. His mom used to be an artist, and so of course he kind of wants to follow in her footsteps, and he like focused all his time on making this like art project, like this statue that he's making. And so like, he's putting a lot of work into his art, and his statue really means a lot to him because he spent a lot of time on it. And of course, his statue is made up of doll parts. When you first see this, it starts out with Jake buying Chucky at a yard sale, of course, because all of the most haunted items you can buy, it's gonna be at a yard sale or a freaking little antique shop. But anyway, he buys Chucky. He thinks, okay, he tries to get it for like, she's charging it for $20, but he like talks her down to like $10, in order to get this doll. And so he has Chucky. And of course, as soon as he takes Chucky, the woman who's selling him, she's like, oh, a knife is missing. Where did the knife go? And that's, they don't shy away from the fact that we all know that Chucky's evil. We all know this is the bad doll. So back in the day, maybe I shouldn't be talking about the movie series, but like with the movie series, back then in the 90s, 80s, like the good guy doll was very famous and popular back then. It was like all the rage. Now it is present day. So of course, like, he doesn't really know, like, how popular or anything about the good guy doll. So anyway, this is in New Jersey, Hackensack, which I think this is where like, the where like Charles Lee Ray, where Chucky really actually comes from. So, Jake has this doll. He is going to plans to use it for his little project before he can like dismantle Chucky. He like kind of just gets distracted. His dad comes in and tells him they have dinner with his cousin. And of course, lo and behold, at this little family dinner with his cousin and his uncle and his aunt and his father, we find out that Jake and his cousin do not get along. His cousin's name is Juju. Well, that's his nickname, but his name is Junior, and Junior and Jake do not get along. Junior keeps like making little digs at the fact that Jake is gay. So, and this is where we find out that Jake is gay, and his father does not like it. And his father kind of like tries to ignore it and tries to keep it on the low, and tries to think, oh, he's a child, he doesn't know what he wants. That's like literally what he says. But it seems to be that like his uncle and his aunt slash Junior's parents, they seem to be okay with it. They're like, there's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with it. But then his father like bursts out and like, throws a glass on the ground and is like, he doesn't know what he wants. He's a child. He's obviously the only one who has a problem with this, and he's like very upset. And of course, Junior's the one who, brought it up in the first place because Junior sucks. So, I will say right now that these kids are like 14 years old. So they go to like middle school. I think they're like, middle school, high schoolish age. No, like middle school age, middle school about to go into high school. So, yeah, they're kind of like kids. Junior is like a track runner, and his dad, we find out at the dinner that his dad's like really into it, and we believe that he kind of pushes Junior a little too far. So, he has those issues. So basically in this series, it really is like, Chucky doing his thing. It's sort of like a coming of age series, but also Chucky coming in and doing his thing. It's like, you know, a coming of age series combined, like if you add a Chucky into it, this is what it, I mean, that's what it is. It is very interesting because like there's a girl. So Junior is dating Lexi, who is a mean girl. She really doesn't like Jake. And like none of them really like Jake. They allude to the fact that in the past they all used to be friends, but I honestly think I'm not entirely sure because, you know, they're taking these episodes out one at a time, so I don't know anything really. But I believe that because, you know, his mom passed away, he kind of became a recluse, and so his friends kind of just like stopped being his friends, but I'm not entirely sure. We just know that Lexi hates him for some reason. We don't know why. And she doesn't really specify, but she just kind of makes fun of him, and she's just like really mean and awful as time goes by. So Jake finds out pretty quickly that Chucky is alive and he's evil because so after the dinner, his father is pissed, you know, because they just brought up the fact that Jake is like gay and everything like that. So he immediately storms upstairs and he takes a baseball bat or an aluminum bat and he destroys the statue. He completely just ruins it. He right in front of Jake, like Jake just watches his like artwork that he like built from the start, from scratch. And he literally sees his father just like hitting it and like destroying it all the way to the base. You know, it was really, really, really sad because like he really, really worked hard. Like people like, you know, his uncle and his aunt, like they were like, so Jake, how is the statue going? How's the art piece going? You know, everybody is aware of the fact that this is something that's very important to him. Like he spent his time doing this. So, you know, it was kind of sad. So that was his dad. You know, we find out really quickly that, you know, his dad seems cool at first, but then it's like, okay, they do have some issues, you know, but you know, not everybody's perfect. Anyway, so the dad destroys his statue and Jake's like, I hate you. The dad likes, like they get into a fight or whatever, an argument. And of course, like the dad, like, they get into an argument. But before I even get to that, I was going to jump ahead of the thing. So I'm really going to tell you what happens on the first episode because, you know, with the series, I don't like to tell you everything of what happened so far, especially since this is only happening like one episode at a time. So, but I'm going to tell you the first episode just so you get like the idea of what this is, how this like happens. So he destroys his statue. Jake is upset. He goes into school dad's like, you have to sell this doll. So this prompts Jake to go and, you know, he puts up Chucky as a bid or whatever online. So like he doesn't want to keep Chucky in the house. He like decides to take him to school and he plans on putting him in the locker, but Chucky doesn't seem to fit in the locker. So now he's just kind of carrying the doll around school and people like, you know, think he's a little more weirder than before, but you know, he doesn't really care. He just wants to sell the doll anyway. When he's selling the doll, he finds out online that like it's actually the good guy doll. It's very expensive. It can go for like 10 grand, I mean like $1,000 or $10,000, something like that. It's a lot of money, a lot more than just the $10 that he like talked that lady down. So anyway, he's like, oh crap, you know. So that's why he like decides to take like the doll a little more seriously and everything like that. Because he's like kind of being like made fun of at school because of the fact that he has this doll, he decides to leave it at like his cool teacher's. Like she's like the chemistry teacher, so she's like nice. She's like one of those nice teachers who like realize that he's being bullied, and she like doesn't like the girl Lexi who's bullying him, and it's like, okay, cool, we got one ally. So anyway, she holds on to the doll, and so there's that. There is actually this talent show that's happening apparently that day or that night or whatever. And so there's that. This event is happening at night. And so at this event, Jake, what happens? Jake somehow, like, he goes to the event because we know that Jake is, like, might be gay. Well, he is gay and believe that he's out, and he has a crush on this Devin, and Devin is like a friend of is like his cousin Junior's best friend. So he decided to go to see Devin, at the talent show because he was also performing. And so he goes to the talent show, and then like Lexi is up there, and she's kind of like saying I think that she starts making fun of Jake, and in front of everybody, in front of all like the teachers and the parents and everybody, the students and all that stuff like that. So Chucky decides to talk, in front of everybody, as the doll, and this is the first time we really, really hear his voice. Oh, I'm so sorry, I skipped. So so after he has like the teacher holds on to the doll, Jake kind of gets a call later, like I mean later that day or maybe like the next day, and he gets a call from somebody saying that like the good guy doll, he was like, there's something about that doll. He was like, be careful with that doll. Have weird things been happening? Check its batteries. Check its batteries. And so Jake goes and he checks his batteries. And this is like the classic Chucky thing, the classic child's play thing. I love how they did that because, that's how like everybody really knows when Chucky's like evil because they check the batteries and lo and behold, there are no batteries. And Jake was not dumb about it. He was so quick and he went to like the trash can and threw the Chucky out. And so, yeah. So now, flash forward to like the talent show. It's surprising to see Chucky talking right now. So with that being so, because the fact that he is talking and everything, like he's talking and is saying like oh, well, Lexi, blah 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 blah. You shouldn't be some. He's in the audience somehow. Like he tells Jake to like pick him up or whatever, and like Jake, I guess, goes along with it because I guess he's in front of everybody, and I believe that he's probably afraid of Chucky. So he gets Chucky, like he t and Chucky wants him to get him up on stage, and so they both go up on stage, and because Chucky's a doll, it looks like Jake is doing a ventriloquist act. So yeah, and so then Chucky kind of makes fun of Lexi and everybody's laughing and stuff like that. So this is where like Chucky kind of had his back. So it was like, okay, I appreciate that. So of course, so of course though, while Chucky's talking, making fun of Lexi, of course he's like cursing because of he's Chucky. And so this gets Jake in trouble. So when Jake comes home, his dad is pissed because his dad hears from the principal that Jake did he was inappropriate at the talent show, and his dad is pissed. He was like, "What'd I tell you about this doll stuff? What'd I tell you about this doll stuff?" And then they get into a fight, and then he ends up punch. Oh no! And then Jake is like, "You don't care. It's not because of the dolls. It's because you don't like the fact that people say that I'm gay. That I am, not that people say that I'm gay, but that I am gay." And he was just like, "Well," he didn't say anything. He punched him at that point. And then and then Jake's like, "I hate you." And so, they have that whole blowout. And so there's that. And of course, this is all in front of Chucky. And so this prompts Chucky to like be another good guy doll, to be another friend to the end. And so he does something, and yeah, I am not going to tell you everything that happens. I think that this is the part where I should probably stop because, yeah. But you get the gist. I'm not gonna tell. The people end up dying, and people die in this. Like, just because it's a series, it doesn't mean that people don't die. People definitely die. And I really like appreciate the fact that there's cursing in this. I'm really surprised because it's USA, and even sci-fi can be a little weird about it too. But like, yeah, like there's like actual cursing. Like they don't shy away from the F-bomb, and it's like you really can't have Chucky without him saying the F-word. And the C word sometimes, usually, So, yeah. And I really, really, really like the fact that like they make it a continuation. Like when like the kids start like investigating into it, like and looking into like the history, like they see, the things that have happened, and they bring up like the past movies, and like even Chucky brings up the fact that like he was like, I have a gay kid. And I was just like, wow, he actually brought up his kid. Like, sometimes like these movies don't like to bring up the seed of Chucky or the bride of Chucky, or the cult of Chucky, but this is a continuation after the cult of Chucky, and I really, really like that. But yeah, this series really goes down. It's like a coming of age, but like people say, quote unquote, it's a coming of rage story. Because, there's horror and there's killing and there's death and there's gore and there's cursing. But I mean, there's actual cursing in coming of age movies, so take that part out. But yeah, and there's it deals with sexuality, and it definitely deals with bullying. There's a lot of bullying going on in this because Jake is bullied a lot in this. So yeah, I really really liked it. Oh, and Devin, the one he has a crush on, he has the little true crime podcast. And I actually, like I told you, I'm working on a little true crime podcast. So I was like, okay. That's pretty cool. That's cute. That's cute. But yeah, it's so far, I would say that I actually kind of like it. It does, like, when someone, my friend, like my sister's partner, he was telling me about it and saying like, oh, it was so good, so good, so good. I was hearing like a lot of stuff about it, and it really wasn't as good as I thought it. Like, I really thought that like I would be a little more intrigued, storyline wise. But I mean, like, it's still good. It's still very, very, very good. I just thought that it would just like catch me a little more, But it's still enjoyable. Like, I still very much like it. It's the same like voices, and it says that Jennifer Tilly is supposed to be coming in here, so I'm waiting for when she comes in. But yeah, every episode is about like 45 minutes long, basically like an hour. And like I said, there's about that 5 episodes left. It's on Hulu. It's streaming currently, on Hulu Live, if you have Hulu Live. Yeah, what would I rate this 1 to 10? 10 being the best thing that I've ever seen, 1 being the worst thing I've ever seen, 5 being that it's an okay movie, 4 being that it's a bad movie, 6 being that it's a good movie. Where would I put this one? 10 being the best thing I've ever seen. I would put this at a 7.5. Yeah, I mean, it's good. I really like this because, like, there's gore. They keep that. They keep like, the cursing and everything like that. And also, this is like this series really, because of the fact that he's dealing with kids and it's a series, like it really goes along with the theme of the fact that Chucky is a very comedic character. Like, he's a very funny character. Like, his character like has a lot of jokes in it. Like, he's very like, funny. Like, a lot of times, and like people make fun of like the old movies because end up kind of getting a little goofy. But that's kind of like the whole, that's Chucky. That's his thing. And the fact that he's dealing with these like teenagers, like, it's kind of cool to see him, and he's actually being like a friend to the end, but like in his own way. And it's just kind of interesting because like sometimes you want Chucky to be the good guy. You really want Chucky to like be a good person, because at times I really want him to like just be like, he seems to like the kid. So I'm like, okay, I'm like want to be on his side, but at the end of the day, you can't deny the fact that he is a serial killer, and he, that's all he cares about is murder. But yes, like I said, I would give it a 7.5. Please, you guys, let me know how you feel about it. Give it a chance. I would say that you like it if you do like the Chucky series, or if you like horror. It's like a good little, it's not like, it's not an American Horror Story where it's like very like disturbing. It's not disturbing at all. It's like really classic Chucky. It's enjoyable though. It's like a modern day enjoyable Chucky. It's not like bad quality, and it's not corny like all these ones like lately have been. It's not B quality. It's definitely A plus. It is an A plus. They shot themselves in the foot for not making it bingeable, because the fact that like I am waiting on it, like I was actually really into it, and now it's like been a week, and I'm like, okay, now the last episode's up, but like I don't even know if I really feel like watching it. If I watch it, I might want to watch the next one, or I might like not really get into it. It might take me a couple more episodes to get back into it, kind of thing. So it's like, I think I'll just wait until all of it's streamable. I'll just wait until like, they have all the episodes out for the season, so I don't have to keep like going back to it, I mean, they do that with What We Do in the Shadows, but that series is really funny. Anyway, I hope that this helped you out. Let me know how you feel. Thank you for listening. Thank you, everybody, for listening to my episode. I really appreciate you all the time. So the next one I'm going to do is not going to be horror. I do believe it's not. I do have a lot of new stuff that I've just watched. So I really want to let you know because a lot of it's really good. I like to spend a whole day just like going from one good thing to the other. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, podcast. But anyway, thank you for listening. Like I say always, please email me at whyarewetogether@gmail.com. No even, just whyarewetogether@gmail.com. And you can always catch me every Monday at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time, Eastern Standard Time, on Untethered Radio, Channel 2. Thank you so much again. I really appreciate you guys. Let me know if there are any shows or movies that you want me to check out. And until next time, why are we even together? Because it's an amazing podcast. Thank you. Okay, bye.